Juana Safiwi. Hallelujah. It is so good to be with you. 20,000 miles I came.
Kilomita kama zaidi ya 2000.
Long way.
Ni mahali palefu sana.
And to see you dance today?
Lakini nilipoona mnacheza leo.
Wow. I go to many countries and in Africa you really know how to dance.
Nimekuwa katika nchi nyingi lakini Afrika mnajua vizuri maana ya kucheza.
Amazing.
Inashangaza sana.
I go back to America.
Na nikienda kule Marekani.
Most of the people they sit there.
Watu wengi wanakaa tu namna hii kule Marekani, wanaangalia hivi. Wanaangalia hivi.
I come back from mission.
Lakini ninapotoka katika huduma.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we're grateful today.
Baba, tunakutukuza.
We're so thankful.
Tunakushukuru.
Holy Spirit,
Roho Mtakatifu.
You have a great plan for our lives.
Tunajua una mpango mkubwa kwa maisha.
You desire to set us free.
Kwa matumaini ya kutuweka huru.
You desire to open our eyes to see.
Matumaini ya kufungua mioyo yetu na macho yetu.
The truth of Jesus Christ.
Na kuona ukweli ndani ya Yesu.
The truth of the kingdom of heaven.
Na watoto katika ufalme wako.
I rest in you. I trust in you. I thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Are you ready to see miracles? Do you know that is supposed to be normal for us? For us who are born again. It should not be abnormal. It should be every day we move and we walk in the miraculous realm. Every day this Jesus who's alive inside of us. Who's living in us who are born again. He wants to live through us. He wants to demonstrate to the world around us. That he is the healer God. That he is a one true living God. There is no other God besides him. You're going to see some miracles here. In just a short while. Understand. Don't look at me like I'm special. God has graced me to be able to go all over the world to demonstrate what you can do. To demonstrate this Jesus inside of you. To demonstrate the anointing that you already have. I'm not going to show you something you don't have. It's all in Jesus. He's done it all. He's finished all the work that needs to be done. Are you born again? Are you born again? Yes?
Dio?
Where were you born again? In heaven. You were born the first time here. But when you place faith in Jesus Christ, your spirit that lives inside of you, that was in sin and in trespasses and away from God, when you place faith in Jesus Christ, you were born in heaven, a brand new person, brand new. And the Holy Spirit puts you in your body.
Akaingia ndani yako.
And now we get to spend the rest of our life discovering who He has made us to be. Discovering who we really are now. Oh, this is good. This is really good. I'm gonna read some scripture to you, okay? I want to ask you. When I say ask you about the church, what is the church? Is the church this building? No. What is the church? Is the church our denomination? No. Jesus came to start the church.
Now
look at this in Matthew. Matthew. If you have a Bible, look at it. Matthew 16. Jesus had asked Peter, who do people say I am? Who do you say I am? And he said in Matthew 16, verse 18, and I also say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock, what's the rock? The rock is the truth that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And on this truth, I will build my church. That word church is ekklesia. That word was known by the Greeks and the Romans. And it means this. It means the ruling, governing body of people who have been sent to bring the culture of their homeland to the land that they are in. Where were you born? You were born in heaven. The real you, the born again person, was born in heaven. Holy Spirit put you in your body. Why are you here? To bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. To bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. Because you have the Spirit of God in you now. And nothing will be impossible for you. Wow, we have a nice wind here today.
Ooh,
the breeze of the Spirit we're looking for. He says, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Jesus said He will build us together. He will work in our lives. And the gates are the authorities of hell. Demons. The principalities and rulers in dark places. Those demons that put sickness on you. Those demons that rob and steal from you. Those demons that take away things that you need. Jesus said that I'm building my church. And when my body, my church, knows the authority that they will have in my name, then the authorities of darkness will not prevail against them. What does that mean? What does that look like? It looks like you see someone who is blind. Are there blind people in heaven? Are there blind people in heaven? No! He said that however it is in heaven, you can bind what is on earth that it doesn't look like heaven. That means we can cause blind eyes to open in the name of Jesus. Because it's not like that in heaven. Are there crippled people in heaven? No! What happens when you see someone here? Jesus said that you have the authority in His name to command this thing that is not as it is in heaven to come off. I know. Some of you are thinking, oh, I can't do that. Where's Jesus?
Yes, you are.
Where is Jesus?
Yes, you are.
Is He living in you?
Yeah.
Is He living in you? Why is He living in you? Jesus told the disciples this.
Yes.
The works that I do, you too will do. And even greater works will you do. Because I'm going to the Father. What happened when He went to the Father? He sent the Holy Spirit, who is now living in you. Holy Spirit loves to bring glory to Jesus. And He's living in you. And He wants to do it through your hands. Maybe you say, oh, but that doesn't happen with me. The disciples said, Jesus, how do we do these things? How do we do these miracles that you do? Do you know what He said? Did He say, oh, you got to read your Bible a very lot? Oh, you must go to church every day. Oh, you must do many good things for people. Is that what He said? This is what He said.
Yes, sir.
He said, only believe. Everything you see me doing, you too can do. Only believe. Only place your trust. I said it. You believe it. And watch me do it through you. When I was a young Christian, I asked the church leaders in the church that I was in. I said, I'm reading the Bible. And Jesus said, that we can do these things.
Na Yesu anasema tunaweza kufanya mambo haya.
When do we get to do them?
Na lini tutafanya haya?
And the church leaders told me,
na hao viongozi wa kanisa wako wananiambia,
Tony,
wewe Tony,
that doesn't happen anymore.
Hiyo haifanyiki tena.
God doesn't do those miracles anymore.
Mungu hafanyi tena hiyo miujiza.
I knew that was wrong.
Because
the Bible tells me different. So I started praying for people. Everywhere I went, I started praying for people. And the Spirit of God began to teach me. He'll do the same thing for you. The same thing for you. Hallelujah.
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 Only believe. It's so simple. But yet so hard. Because we can't fathom that we could actually do what Jesus does. But it's true. You know what happens? As we begin to trust in Him, the Holy Spirit in us speaks through us. Do you know it says in Psalm 103 verse 20? That the angels are waiting. They're watching you. They're waiting to hear come out of your mouth the word of truth. The angels get their assignments from your words. And they know when we are speaking words that are truth, because the Holy Spirit is on those words. So when you look at sickness, say sickness in the name of Jesus, you're getting off this person now. And the angels know the Holy Spirit is on those words. They take those demons of sickness . They respond to the truth coming from your lips. Do you believe that? You believe that? I'm telling you good news. I'm telling you good news. It's so much fun. I go to different countries and they say after the church leaders seminars, they say, where do you want to go? I say, take me to the darkest places in your country. What? Yeah, I want to go to the darkest places where there's the most devil stuff going on. They say, what? Yeah. The darker it is, the brighter the light shines. The more evil, the more power of God will get poured out. I'm going to tell you about a time we went to the occult center of the nation in Sierra Leone. They said there is this place where they train people. They train people with demons. They said it's the occult center of our nation. They said, but we can never get in there. They will not let us in. I said, let's go. They said, no, we won't get in. I said, let's go. Does Jesus want to save them? I asked the pastors that. Does Jesus want to save these people? They said yes. Well, how's he going to do that? Let's go. So we went. We got to the gate. The guard comes out with a gun. He says, what do you want? I said, tell the chief that we come to bring him a gift. It's okay. He went. 10 or 15 minutes later, he comes back. He says, the chief will see you. The chief is the head occult leader for the nation. He's Satan's number one man in the country. We go in there. And all the people are in the center of the compound. The chief is sitting up on a chair, way up high. He's got men on either side of him with machine guns. And he says this. He said, where is my gift? There was five pastors with me. They got behind me. Because they were pointing guns at us. I said, I will show you your gift. I looked at the people and I said this. The gift that I bring to the chief and the gift that I bring to you is Jesus Christ. Now let me tell you something. Their religion was Muslim. When you're ministering to Muslims, they don't want to hear you preach. If you think you're going to preach, they're going to shoot you. They want to see what you've got is more real than what they have. The Holy Spirit loves to demonstrate truth. I said, I come to bring you Jesus. There's someone here right now that is deaf in their left ear. They cannot hear in their left ear. I didn't preach. And there was a mother. She picked up her young boy. She said, it's my son. It's my son. He's deaf. Bring him. Now watch what I did. Left ear. I just said, in the name of Jesus, I command you, deaf spirit, go. I didn't scream. I didn't yell. I didn't push. I said, deaf spirit, in the name of Jesus, go. And he went, Mama, I can hear. Mama, I can hear. And the mother started yelling, my son can hear. The chief says this. Chief says, come up here. You come up here. I want you to do that to me. We didn't know. The chief was totally blind. Leader for the devil, and he's totally blind. He said, come and do that for me. I said to the pastors, you go pray. They said, no, you go pray. I said, no, you pray. They said, no, you pray. The men were holding the guns like this, right at us. I said, you go pray. They said, no, you go pray. No, you go pray. No, you go pray. I said, I am not going to pray. You're going to pray. I said, I'll go with you. So we went. And they put their hands on his eyes. And we'll teach you all of this, how to do all of this. They put their hands on his eyes.
He
said, you blind spirit, get out of him. In the name of Jesus. That's what they prayed. And I said, amen. He gets up out of his seat. He gets down. He walks all around the compound. He was totally blind. He walks all around the compound. He comes back in. He stands there in front of all the people. And he says this. Today, we have seen the one true living God. My eyes are open. Today, we have been lied to by the devil. We have all believed the devil's lies. Today, this Jesus, he must become our Lord. And he let me give the gospel. The simple gospel that Jesus Christ paid the price for every one of us to become brand new creations. He took away our sin. He removed it from us. And they can become a new creation right now. Only believe. Everyone stood. Everyone got born again. That entire Muslim village, the occult center of that nation, God saved that day. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
How did God do it? To regular people, just like you, just like me. Only people who believe. No doubts. The devil comes with doubts. The devil says, who do you think you are that you can pray? You're not holy. You have sin in your life. How can you pray? The devil is a liar. It's not about us. It's all about what Jesus Christ has done. And he's done everything you need. We already saw every sickness in this place. Every sickness, every pain in this place. 2,000 years ago, he saw it. And he took it upon himself. And he finished it. And today, he's waiting for people who believe to declare the truth. And the Spirit of God releases whatever brings glory to Jesus. Romans 10, chapter verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let me tell you what that means. Faith comes when the Holy Spirit speaks. He rides on the words and he brings faith with the words. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Rhemata Christo is what it says. That means hearing the gospel about Jesus Christ. That he's done everything for you already. You're hearing me talk today. Holy Spirit is releasing faith. He's releasing faith in your hearts. Many of you are sitting there knowing, I got this thing in my body. I've had lots of prayer for it. And you don't even ask for prayer anymore. Because it's not going away. And you think that God wants you to have that. No! That's a lie from the devil. Jesus took every pain. He took every disease. He completely defeated every last demonic activity. The devil has been completely defeated by Jesus Christ. The devil has no authority over born again. None. So he comes with a lie to try to get you to place faith in that lie. So you don't see the manifestation of the truth.
Now, what will be an issue of prayer?
But today, the Spirit of God is releasing faith through the words that are coming out, the gospel. But today, He will heal you. He will set you free. Today. Today. They brought a person to me who was completely insane. And they said, pray for him. I did. This was at a crusade. I didn't see anything happen. I saw no change. Faith does not need to see with our natural eyes. I know. Every time I touch you, Spirit of God is going to go in and do what only He can do. It was about 5 minutes later, this man, he's over at the microphone at the crusade, and he's telling people something. I didn't understand the language, but all the people are, they're standing up and they're applauding and they're jumping up. And I said, what happened? What happened? And they said, this man, the entire area knew that he has been insane for many, many years. And he just told the people, this is what happened. He stood up at the microphone and he said this. He said, I saw heaven open. And I saw Jesus. And I saw Jesus. And he spoke to me. And he said, it's over. You are released. He said, the way it was for me before, my mind was so confused. There were thoughts coming in and out, in and out, in and out, all the time. And I couldn't focus my thoughts on anything. It was craziness in my head. And I couldn't talk because my mind was going. But all of a sudden, peace came. And I had a thought, and it was a one thought. Not many thoughts. And the thought was, Jesus, you set me free. And he did. And he spoke with clear language to the people. And when they heard that, they knew it was a miracle. How does that kind of thing happen? There's somebody who believes with no doubt that Jesus has already done it all. So what we're going to do right now, I have so many scriptures for you. The Holy Spirit's making it clear that what you need to see right now is for Him to demonstrate to you this Jesus, who's King, who is Lord, who is Creator, who is living in you who are born again, who took all your sickness, all your pain, and now He wants to demonstrate that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's someone here, you've got pain right here. Who is that?
Someone there? Huh?
Okay, come.
Joe. Where is your mom? Joe.
And Joe. And Joe.
Joe.
And Joe.
Oh, let's get my mom. Joe.